See you
Thank
at the, see you guys at the Black Magic Mint.
So, yes. Hey guys, welcome back to the Let's Talk Digital show with Official Gauram, powered by Crazen Media. And yet again, we have with us the team of Voodoo Brigada and Call Me Nighthawk.
Hello.
Here announcing with the last AMA about the Black Magic Collection Season 2 drop of Voodoo Brigada. And right, I think close to a week now since their fashion show, which was amazing, by the way. Like, I was sitting in a family dinner and I literally ran and showed every single person the whole video multiple times. So,
thank you
very much.
It was a really, really awesome video. Everybody loved it. My father really loves all of your design. So, he has started using Twitter nowadays, and he basically every single time there's a tweet from your end or I retweet something, he's like, they posted this. This looks really cool.
Yeah, that's so cute. Say hi to your dad for us.
Thank you.
Yeah, he'll probably also be afraid after this.
Hello, Gauram's dad. Nice to meet you. Thank you for supporting us.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Yeah, so since we are on this topic about the fashion show, why a fashion show? I get it that the background which Yasmin brings in regarding her experience in the fashion industry adds a lot to that merit. But, and plus with the physical voodoo dolls coming in.
We do have a long-term vision for Voodoo Brigada, and we don't want to burn some steps. So we are doing everything in the right moment, in the right way, when it feels right. And also because of our fashion background, we've seen lots of we know how unsustainable the fashion industry is. So I also, if we would like to do merch, it will be done, like it's going to be done in a sustainable way as well. So this is, you know, things that take time, but at the same time, you know, we're slowly building the Voodoo Brigada brand as we want it to be. You know, we're not rushing to do things just because other people are doing it. We want to do it, you know, if it's right for us.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
And we did the fashion show mainly because, you know, fashion show are not only about fashion. You know, fashion show are big events where they mix art most of the time, contemporary art and music, or, you know, then it was, you know, we were thinking, you know, at some point we have to do a fashion show. Then this day, when this Black Magic was coming out, we said maybe this is the time we have to do it because it was a nice way to show not only the collection itself, but an entire storytelling around it, you know, and
it's an opportunity for us to also animate our voodoos and give them some life. And also it was really fun creating the fashion show, especially because we also put some of our most active community members in the front row. And so that's when you see like the close-up of all of the White Magic season one voodoos. So these are actually the favorite voodoos of some of our community members. So it was a way for us to also have them integrated into the fashion show.
Yeah.
And in a way, you know, they're front row seats and watching. So that was also super fun to create and made us happy to put some smiles on our voodoo community who recognize themselves and like, oh my God, we're in the first row.
That's my voodoo.
It's a way to create connection also with reality and to create, and you know, and also to develop this, you know, alternative reality that we are creating out of voodoo, you know, that is also that kind of corner of the city where there is that warehouse where the fashion show happened.
And it's right in front of the voodoo boutique that we saw, let's say, in the first launch of the first collection, which was on our website. And actually now we've updated the website. So if you go, you'll have like a bits and pieces of the fashion show.
Right.
And so for us, the fashion show was a way to inaugurate, you know, the Black Magic era. So it was definitely really fun. And it's a way for us to also express our art because we are an art-based project in the end, you know. So, okay, what are we good at? We're good at 3D,
animating. Ruggero, he's the artist.
And also, it's interesting how you can, you know, with a thing like this, you can collaborate with other artists. And for example, we collaborate with the band that gave us the permission to use the song, for example, and then, which is a very close friend of mine, was, you know, very long time ago, was my assistant. And then we become very good friends. And now he has, you know, then long story, you know, 20 years ago, you know, like, and then it was matching perfectly, you know, and then at some point, you know, it's a way to start collaborating also with other artists, you know, and put together things.
Yeah. And they're a very talented band. Their name is Hate Moss. You can even find them on Spotify or on YouTube. They have their own website and everything. And they're actually on tour now. Yes. So they're touring in Turkey, and then they'll be.
And even their name is kind of fashion.
Yeah, their name is like Kate Moss.
Making fun of them.
Kate Moss, basically. So, and they're a band that's half Italian, half Brazilian.
Yes.
So I think that also the music works really well. And
with the image, yes.
Definitely, it was very fun and also an opportunity for us to, you know, why not share our community with, you know, to raise awareness on, you know, alternative music or independent music bands, and maybe eventually they can also have this. This could be a door for them to enter the NFT space, because as you know, they're also developing, you know, in general in the Cardano environment, ways for you to monetize, you know, your music and stuff. So it's cool, you know, we're really happy about it. We can show it as well. We can share our screen maybe and watch again the fashion show. If you want, I can share my screen. Is that okay?
Yeah, that works.
All right.
So while you're sharing the screen, is it wrong for me to say that the fashion show you held was like a design statement and a message to the whole community that Voodoo Brigada is still alive and they are here with the band?
Let me go ahead and address that. So Voodoo is never gone. Let's be really clear. We've always been around. We're an OG project, one of the top projects actually in terms of quality. This is an art-based project. So what we're doing is redefining what art is. Art is no longer a Rembrandt on the wall at the Met. You know, it's no longer like, a derivative Picasso on your wall. This is blockchain art. And what that means basically is we're creating a brand, we're defining art on the blockchain. So when I came to the team and said, right, we need to do a fashion show, there was layers to it, which means we're orienting the brand to defining art. So therefore we need to create an exhibition of the art and we need to do it multiple ways. So the first obviously is to exhibit in some type of way in a mainstream fashion. Then lies the fashion show, which also sort of indicates where we're headed in terms of growth, how you can actually access and be exposed to Voodoo, the brand, not just an art project. So the fashion show really is the first ever, by the way, in NFT history. We made history by publishing that. And we're going to continue to do it because it's really important for projects to be able to exhibit their upcoming collections in a mainstream fashion that not only ties together our community within CNFTs, but also the greater mainstream who might be interested in fashion. So for example, there's regular fashion weeks going on September, February. There happens to be a project I have never really spoken about, but I've been working on behind the scenes that's going to tie in with what Voodoo is doing on a much grander scale. So like what Voodoo is doing involve more projects. And that's all I can say really, but it's all sort of happening behind the scenes. And Voodoo is going to be not only doing fashion shows, but they're also going to be in blockchain related exhibitions. So if you can picture yourself like V-Blocks, for example, and they have galleries, Voodoo is going to have their own environment. We're going to allow holders to have their own environments too. Voodoo is going to be everywhere, but we're doing it in a really methodical way because every single partnership we do that's in the works that we're in conversation with, that we're planning out, it's all tactical because it's not just like, as Yasmin said, just because we thought of it. Everything has layers of rationale behind it. So with that in mind, like that question of where were you and do you feel like you have a comeback? I mean, I have to say, like, we've always been here and we've been working our asses off behind the scenes. We will never ever put out something that doesn't align with the brand, because at the end of the day, that affects not only us, but it affects our holders too in terms of valuation. So we're protecting you as the holders, whether you think big picture or not. The reality is, this is our baby, and we're thinking big picture. We're thinking like miles and years ahead, not just like how much you can flip it for on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
that pretty much answers all of my questions. Yeah, but the first thought when I saw the teaser for the fashion show was the horde of comments which were welcoming back Voodoo, because for them, for let's be pretty honest, and I don't think it's a bad thing as well. There are holders who love Voodoo for their art, but sometimes they feel that it's been left behind, because I get it that everything we want to do, you as a team, it takes time. And it takes efforts, multiple variations to get it to a level where you appreciate it so that everybody else can appreciate it.
Yes.
And just exactly. Because of that time gap, people feel, because not everybody is patient and not everybody thinks about what do I want to see in Voodoo after 2 months, let alone 6 months or a year. So for them, and given the space we are in, it moves very fast. So for them, yes, it's like millenniums away and they haven't seen like chatter about Voodoo. And that just feels like a throwback. I remember getting into this comment war with someone. Not war is a bad word, but it was just we presenting ideas. And so that particular person was really into Voodoo, but at the very same time, he was very aggressive about not supporting Voodoo as well in terms of future potentiality, not the art. Everybody loved the art and everybody still appreciates it, no matter if he's still a holder, he or she is still a holder or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, we have to, we accept all the reactions of people, and we always take it, you know, we try to find the positive in everything and say, okay, what can I take as feedback from this comment? Okay, and sometimes it's hard, you know, because, you know, you feel sometimes bombarded by so many comments, and obviously the positive ones make you feel so happy, and the negative ones, sometimes they make you feel like, but you can't make everyone happy. And that's what my talk always tells me and reminds me, like, you know, we have a plan, we have targets to achieve. Yeah. It's not every time that someone says something.
Not only we weren't disappear, but we weren't sleeping. Actually, we didn't stop 1 second. We really didn't stop one second.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, for example, in the technique I use to work is pretty strange, because, you know, to achieve what I want to achieve, there is no batch that can help me in that.
Or
I mean, yes, script and batch, there are involved. But at the end, I retouch any single image one by one.
That's specifically for Black Magic.
Yes. And, you know, they are 1,000, then it takes time, a lot of time. Then, yeah, you know, for me, any of them is a specific case. It's not just an image that is built it up automatically with the software, and I'm okay with that, because because it is not going to work.
Our requirements are different.
Yes. And then definitely it takes time. That's why, you know, it's about art, because I mean, for me, the final result is very important, because I'm an artist, and you know, it has to be what I want. And sometimes it takes longer, sometimes, you know, and this is a secondary problem, because I always find a way to do it, and then, you know, but it takes more time than normal.
I think that people tend to forget, you know, because as you mentioned, the NFT space is so fast. Today there's this, tomorrow there's that. There's competitivity and stuff. And at some point you might feel lost with all of the things that are happening in this space and feel like, okay, what should I be doing? What's the best thing for us? And so that's, you know, our approach. So every time there's like a new trend or a new word that everyone is using, or, you know, like,
there is something that is a new trend, especially when it's connected with technology and things move fast. But there is something, you know, inside the concept of art, which is always the same. For example, the concept of beauty, or the concept of, you know, this will never change.
Or quality,
then this will never change. And then, you know, however it's going fast, the world, to do things well, especially when you do art, it's a different thing. Then you don't care about, it's like growing vegetables, you know, like, you know, you know, it's growing things in nature, you know, art, it's very connected with nature, you know, the concept of beauty, etc. Then whatever is natural, you know, you can't make it a rush, you know, like if you can't grow potatoes in 3 days. They take the time they take. Mm-hmm. You can rush as much as you want, but they will grow in the time that they need.
And the point is really, like, to get to the quality that Regetta produces, you can't do it in 2 months. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And you'll see why. We're going to show you probably how many, Yasmin? Several, right? 15 or so? 15
reveals, let's call them. And also I was thinking it could be nice to also, since we were talking about the fashion show, to show again the fashion show.
Yeah, as soon. So yeah, whatever you want.
I'm going to show first the fashion show, and then you can, you know, speak about, like, I have some special moments I'd like to talk about, and then maybe we can show the reveals, maybe. So let's start with.
Yeah.
Let's make history a second time.
Everyone is ready? 3, 2, 1.
Play.
Love that fade out effect.
In 1 week.
Yeah.
All right. So what I wanted to say definitely is, I mean, people don't realize that this video took maybe, let's say, two weeks to make. And Ruggiero, like, is on his
own. Yeah, I model any single screw of that place. You know, it's everything made by me. You know, and then, of course, they, you know, like everything else we do, and we do together. It's, yeah, it's not about the time that takes. I mean,
no,
it's
attention to the details. The effort.
Yeah, I mean, effort, it's obviously there. I mean, but yeah, the thing is, you know, they are dismounting, you know, to go and redo the mountain soon.
Yeah.
In that hole. You know? Mm.
So
then they are just
wrong respond to what he just saw.
Is that it?
Yeah. I have always been like mind blown and speechless after that video ends. Especially the moment. So the first time I saw the video and that voodoo just warped into that hole. I like, bro, what the hell
yeah,
just happened?
I have something with deformation. I really like to deform things, but you know, the concept actually was to, you know, they all fall down there somehow, because they are going to be mounted.
Yeah.
Then, you know, like, it's actually
they're falling into the blockchain.
In the blockchain. Then, you know,
the
then I want them to destroy them, you know, because basically we played on top of the runway a bit with the styling thing. Then somehow Yasmin, she made me the couple of things, what to put, when to put, and then, you know, we work at it properly in a real, like,
as
in a real,
it was a real fashion.
Yes,
show,
like, yeah, in a real fashion show, that you know, that you have to stylize and that you have to, you know, you have to make the light, you have to put light, and you have to play with colors, and you know, and then that's what we have done. And like, if it was in the real world, and it's just digital, but it works in the same way somehow.
Yeah.
There is I really love that voodoo just skating off around people. That was a pretty fast moment, and that was just lovely. That whole transition from him coming from behind and just going in front, skating, and
you're speechless.
I am honestly speechless, and I've probably watched this more than 20 times already.
Oh my god. That makes me so happy. Like, you know, when you work hard and then, you know, people like it, it's so, like,
feels good to be appreciated.
You know, yeah, I really love, this is maybe the best part of our job.
You know, it was written like in a real video story. You know, there is a script.
Right. So can we talk about how every single time you zoom in, there is a voodoo staring into the camera?
I noticed that
when it was pitch dark in my room and I was watching the video again, I like, oh, no.
It was actually quite funny when we had to put the white magic in the audience, because at some point, you know, they're looking, but you cannot animate all of them to constantly, you know, change the head, because then you would need like at least 20 computers. Which is not our case at this moment.
Yeah, we have
we have like 4 computers nonstop running, and that's like just enough. But it's really fun. I also like when, you know, there's
they are, for example, in the queue, they all have a little movement. You know? They are very slightly animated, because of the speed of the camera and its own calculation that, you know, I play, I don't know how to explain, but they are kind of all alive. Somehow.
Right. So before we jump off from the fashion show, did every single person standing in the queue make into the venue?
Sorry, did every single person what?
Did every single voodoo doll standing outside the venue get into it? Get inside.
Depends on who was the bouncer that day.
But yeah, I mean, the idea was like, yeah, they're waiting, and then the show starts. And yes. Also outside, you can see, you know, there are some pieces of, you know, cities that, you know, for example, when Ruggiero and I go to Beirut, he's really fascinated by all the destroyed buildings we have. So he always takes scans, takes pictures of everything. And these are things that after we insert, let's say, in this video for this case, and also eventually in our voodoo verse. So there are parts of, you know, very personal things that somehow they make their way into our projects.
Somehow I digitalize reality. And somehow I always get inspired by reality, I digitalize, and then I modify as I want. This is the process, more or less.
So talking about the 23rd, there are 1,000 black magic voodoos, with 100 of them animated.
Yeah.
And in one of your streams, you mentioned that you want to give a fair chance to every single holder, but there is a possibility of people who are holding more voodoo dolls to get into the pre-mint. So have you like segregated a portion of those 1,000, and is the 100 animated video divided equally, or what's that difference looking like?
I can take this. So the minting protocol that we've established is even more layered and more fair, in our opinion. And the way it goes is that we're going to have a 24-hour mint. However, we're going to cap, as we mentioned previously in our other AMAs, we're going to cap how many you can mint based on how many white magic tokens you own. So, for example, if you own 1 to 4 white magic, you'll have access, right? We don't guarantee you're going to mint because obviously there's supply demand. However, you will have access to the mint, and you can mint up to 1 black magic. If you own 5 to 11 white magic, you'll be able to mint maximum 2. And if you own 11 plus, you'll be able to mint maximum 3 black magic voodoos. So 24-hour mint begins afternoon, Saturday, 23rd April. And that is the very first time we've ever announced the minting protocol.
Yeah.
And now I'm calculating. I like the odds of people getting in, because it's a 24-hour mint, and there are people who are already hyped up. Like, given in the voodoo community itself, the people who are active on the Discord, they are pretty hyped for it. And I don't think they're going to leave anything for anybody else. So
basically, the idea was to be able to buy a black magic, you'll have to own at least 1 white magic, because we wanted to, you know, also, we wanted to somehow prioritize the holders of white magic to be able to mint. And since we have like a big difference between the initial 10K collection, which was the white magic, and then this, which will only be 1K. And so that's why we had to kind of divide the people. And I think we did it in a quite a fair way. So, you know, if you have 1 voodoo and you can access the mint on time, let's say, and you're able to mint a voodoo, you can have a voodoo, okay? So we really wanted to prioritize also our hodlers because they are the ones who are supporting us the most, you know, and they're the investors of the project. So even like, I know that not everyone has a huge amount of voodoos. And so that's why we also wanted to make it in a way that, you know, if you own at least 1 white magic voodoo, you will have access to the mint. Okay. Whether you mint or not, obviously that's not up to us, because, you know, we can try to make everything as fair as possible for everyone, but then it also depends on luck. And from those 1,000 black magic, 100 of them will be animated. Okay,
in the animation, you see how objects interact. For example, I don't know, if an object move and go behind something that is a piece of glass, will be refracted, will be, you know, you will see through the glass with the deformation, like, or for example, if you have some cloth that reflect and you are on a green background, they will reflect green, because then somehow they look different in any single picture, because it's like taking a photo. Actually, I made a set, like in a studio set, I made lights that I use, I usually use in my studio, you know, as a photographer. Then I work as a photographer, but in the digital environment somehow. You know, I properly bring in a digital environment what was my craft work as a photographer, you know. Then,
So that's why it's interesting, is that even we'll see some images, obviously, and also lots of the animation, you will see how the voodoo is actually interacting with not only, you know, it's not just like layers on top of each other.
Being involved in each picture. Very nice. Maybe one day we can share with our community something very interesting, because it looked nice, which I like it. Is the quality you have done, you know, because Yasmin, okay, we work together also in the creative part, of course, and then Yasmin have, you know, look all of them one by one. She put all the, you know, all the things to change, and then I reopen any single of them, and then I fix them one by one. You know, then somehow, yes, it's a very long process, and especially in the animation, because that's why also we arrived to 100 this time. I don't know what, because it's pretty a lot of time if you have to render one by one, you know, like 100 right. pictures,
especially with the quality that you're using.
Yeah, because any of them, you know, probably you have to change something then. Sometimes you will see the same trait a bit different because of this. It's the same trait, but it's a bit different in any specific set. Not always, I mean, it's not always showing, but it is, you know, like, for example, at some point we will show this quality check, or also, yes, because it's nice to see how the process is, also because we are doing all the tutorial, and then for someone, you know, someone might say, okay, how to finish the work well, how to get to the final result. Yeah, the final result is usually needs a lot of love, you know, and needs a lot of time. And
lots of experimentation, because obviously you have an idea. Let's try the idea. Does it work? No, it doesn't. Does
yes.
it work? Yes, it does.
Let's Any of them is a specific case, really.
And also, one thing I want to mention, is that the they are different, let's say, the white magic from the black magic, because it's in white magic they were flying, you know, if you notice the background, like, they don't have a shadow, they're kind of like suspended in the air, so it's kind of like as if they were, you know, a bit angelic. And then the black magic, they're actually on the floor, so the background is also different, because it's an actual limbo, and so they're standing as if they were in a photographic studio, as Jeno mentioned, and there it's fun because they're actually standing and you have the shadow.
There is gravity now, you know, we introduce gravity by putting them, you know, standing on a floor, and then somehow, that's it, maybe in the concept, you know, because white magic is more ethereal, how you say?
Ethereal,
yes, and then the black magic is more materic, you know, like as I was considering the white and black, and then they are more physical.
You've made so many tapping point. I feel like we're sort of taking over. Go on, feel free to like.
No, that's pretty cool, because I'm just going to poke into it right now, because one of my most favorites, or at least one of the most interesting traits in the sneak peeks we have seen till now, or the design reveals, is Yasmin's eyes. And
yeah,
I want to know Nighthawk's reaction when she saw that particular trait for the first time.
It's one of my favorite traits. I think it's really, really genius to include them, as well as their cats. But no, I find myself really gravitated toward the videos with her eyes. I just think it's so unique, and it really is like putting Yasmin into the collection, right? Which is, it's lovely, because you know, Ruggiero, that's his love, and he puts it in his artwork.
Yeah, she's definitely
really lovely.
My muse. And also I want, you know, we play with mask now. We don't have this trait like it was last time. The mouth, the eyes. Now, somehow, the mouth is part of the body.
Yeah.
And there is no eyes. There is mask. And this is because we wanted to play with the concept of alter ego, you know, on the veil of Maya, or however you want to change, you know, like somehow the appearance of something. And then of course, at some point, I wanted to play with the eyes. And then I used an eyes from one of my picture I took, and then you know, like because she's my muse.
Yeah, and even within the collection, so for example, for the White Magic collection, we made the hairy, let's say the skin scan. It was really hairy, the most rare because I'm very hairy.
It was inspired. It was inspired by her.
the part that I don't really love about myself, let's say. But I think also what's interesting is that in this collection, we also have, for example, a dress that's named after my best friend, Leticia, which is called the Tisa dress. And then there's also the Yara facade, and facade or masks. That's how we named them, because it's really chic. And so so there's a Yara facade that's also inspired by my best friend. And so I think that that's really fun for me also, you know, let's say in 20 years to look back at Woody Brigada and see like the evolution and how, you know, we were able to incorporate things that are actually very meaningful to us.
Mm-hmm.
Also my cat in this case. We're not going to talk a lot about the traits because there are, I think, lots of traits we did not show. And we will show also a few today when we show our some reveals. You just let us know when you guys want to see them and we can show. We're going to show them fast just so you guys can be like, you know.
Okay.
So before
we move on there, let's talk about people who are going to mint Black Magic, who get the chance to be the lucky holders of Black Magic rubies. So in terms of holder benefits, there are a few things which you have already mentioned in your website, in which are future possibilities and you're working towards. And I think you have also mentioned that going ahead, you would prefer people having season one voodoos. That's a must. For you, will that also carry forward to season two and then forward? Will they need to have every single season in their wallet or not?
For certain elements of the project that we're evolving and growing into, they will absolutely need both. However, for others, they'll need White Magic only. So sometimes, if you think about it like a video game, where you enter a certain level, and you're able to do certain things based on what you have in your war chest, right? So if you have White Magic, you might be able to do some things with whatever it is we're rolling out next. Stay tuned, it's closer than you think. And also if you have a particular, like, let's say, let's use a war chest analogy. If you have like a certain,
area access.
You get certain like access or benefit or whatever. It just sort of makes your experience of accessing voodoo and everything that we have going on in the background and upcoming that much more prosperous for you, we should say, is that we're going to evolve White Magic and it's going to have the effect of deflation. So will numbers go down? Yes. Will we provide value? Of course. Have we spoken about it yet? No. Will we soon? No. However, it is coming sooner than you think. So holding on to White Magic is probably critical even after Black Magic, because all roads to what we're doing for the future and bringing value to holders comes via that ticket. White Magic is... It's almost like your entry. It can never be sort of spoken about in a derogatory manner, because that's how this project sort of, that was its genesis. And like to me, in us, we celebrate the collection because it's the start to the project. And it will never always get, it will never go away. It's never going to be, you know, down to zero. But we're definitely looking at evolving it just as we do anything else. So it's not about burning. Like, we don't really believe in that term burning because that's not what we're going to create. It's not what we're going to do. It's not apples to apples, is it? So there's definitely going to be deflation. But how we go about it is really going to be as Yasmin kindly shared with me, it's going to be unorthodox, right? That's the word. I was like, English as a first language, and I even couldn't come up with it. But it's going to be unorthodox. So more on that, but I would keep hold of your white magic voodoos after Black Magic Mint.
Sometimes I'm a bit careful with communication because I really like the surprise element, and I really like to, you know, not always tell the community what we're doing, also because, you know, the NFT world is ever changing, and so sometimes something is possible and then you find a better solution and find something else and something else. So, you know, that's why usually we're not super super vocal of everything that's happening behind the scenes.
Right. Now being someone who's hosting this particular AMA, I had an obligation to create content to add value, but as a holder, I cannot wait anymore to see any of the designs. So I think we should move there and have everybody be in shock.
To show Gowran.
Right. Yeah, just for me. I'll cut this.
Like, just between us and hundreds of people.
Drum roll. Well, oh, you can go here.
Yes.
Drum roll.
Okay. Yasmin, you're supposed to say introducing.
Oh, introducing Black Magic. Woo! Yeah. So we're showing them fast, just so you can have an idea. What's that right there behind? Okay, stop sharing. That's enough. Well, I couldn't watch the camera to watch your reaction, Gaura.
I was pretty much like this the whole time.
So okay. Do you have any traits kind of like, woo, popping into your head, something you haven't seen before? Well, what's your reaction?
I mean, like, it's too much to digest when it goes that fast.
Oh,
so starting with Yasmin eyes, ending with butterflies. Should that be? Okay. I personally believe this is way, way better than all the other sneak peeks you have shared till now. The particular dress, which for some reason is like thorns or protruding, what do you say?
The branches.
Pellets? No, not the branches, the stones, protruding stones, the one in purple, I think. I'm pretty bad at colors.
I think it's the Tisa dress. It's a bit transparent, then there's like some fur, as if there was some fur.
Right.
Yeah. That's the dress I named after my best friend because
full of diamonds.
She's really eccentric and eclectic. Yeah. She showed up to our wedding with like a golden tooth, and all of my family was like, what?
Yes, it's properly there.
Yeah.
And I think in the sneak piece we just showed, the fact that you were talking about transparency and the refraction due to light, it's very evident, especially from the last one with the butterflies right behind his head.
Yes.
What do you call that head? It's like a jar on his face.
Yeah. Yes. So
they are actually jar. So, there is more than one jar bodies. And what can I say?
No, we can talk about the jar because I think that we shared. So basically, yeah. The jar body was inspired by Matrix. You know, at some point when they ask you, you want the red pill or you want the blue pill? Do you want to
to stay in the reality or you want to transcend it? Then somehow somehow I make two jars where one contains the red pill and one contains the blue. One to stay in reality, one to transcend it. You know, it's, let's say the most of the, you know, in the collection you will find some elements which are very connecting, you know, very connected with nature, okay? There is, as you said, there is stone, there is branches, there is like minerals, there is vegetals, you know, there is everything, you know, and
there are plastic bags flying around.
There is plastic bags flying around, exactly, because there is also so what is not natural, what is created by humans. Okay, then somehow everything, what I wanted to portray is the somehow the dualism of things. You know, there is a lot, you know, the dualism, the duality of things, you know, black and white, good and bad. As we said already, you know, you remember we were speaking about the concept of white and black magic. But
doesn't mean that the black magic are evil bad. And it's the white not, magic are not. They are not. Both equally, yes. Both all yes. The time.
One is just more cryptic. As, you know, usually, you know, the occult science, you know, like is just hidden, is nothing bad. Okay, then. But what I put together in this collection that probably was not in the white magic, that was more easy, was more happy and frivolous. This is maybe more, you know, more conscious, more deep in the consciousness. That somehow there is a lot of duality. Okay. A lot of elements, like for example, this red pill and blue pill. And what else? We have some other jar. There is another jar, which is, let's say.
Yeah.
It's a pint of beer.
So there is a beer body.
Yes, one body is a pint of beer, and then it's a beer body. And yeah, why? Because it's one of my favorite drinks. Because you know, and I, what, why the beer? The beer actually is a very old invention, very very old invention, and you know, it's part of the element for a Dionysiac, how you can call it, a party, you know, alcohol. Okay, alcohol is bad. You know, you shouldn't drink alcohol. No one should, because it's bad for. But you can, and this is. Maybe focusing on the concept that it's not important what to do, but how you do. And in fact, for example, probably, you know, Romans, they were loving getting drunk, or like in the ancient Greek as well, you know, like they were always serious. They maybe found, you know, they invented democracy, they invented many things, but then they were getting drunk as well sometimes, you know. Then this is, again, is the game of what is good and what is not. I mean,
everything there is nothing possible. Good, there is nothing exactly. Bad, everything exactly. Is in the middle, it just depends on yes. How you want to behave, yes. How you want to see yes. Things, how much importance you want to give your ego. So it's
yes, different. I try to put together a lot of balance in things. You know, when I was creating, I tried to put a balance between things, and I think I find it, but I don't know, let's see.
And again, like in the first season, the second season, so most of the traits have a meaning. There is a point to it. There is a story.
No, there was also in the first. Ah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There is meaning also in the first, yes. But it was more light, probably. This is a bit deeper, more philosophical.
It's kind of like an evolution. That's why I think we will always try to evolve with the Brigada. Also because we have so many more ideas that we just didn't have time put in this... in the black magic. I think we have lots of things also for future.
Talking about ideas.
Yeah.
So when you started off with designing any of your 1,000 pieces of black magic, you obviously started off with a certain aspect, a certain inspiration or certain trait in your mind. So something unique which you want to do of your own. Real life inspiration or something from your personal experience or something you have seen and you got inspired by it. Tell me honestly, how far off did you go with that thought? You started off with one thing and you ended up with something totally different. How many times did that happen?
Oh yes, that's always happened. I mean, that's always happened. I think for an artist, in art in general, you know, like I use to work with errors a lot. I mean, the errors is a magic it's a magic that happens when you do art. You know, you do something, something doesn't happen as you want, but it's even better because there is this technological subconsciousness around the technology that I use, for example. But even when I was doing photography, even in the analog photography, whenever you do art, there is a beautiful book speaking about, is an interview to Francis Bacon, a very famous, a very famous artist of the last century. Now he's dead, but you know, that he was, in this book, actually, is an interview to Francis Bacon by Daniel Sylvester. He wrote how much, for example, when he finished his own paint, he said, I never see them perfect until I don't spit a bit of color from far away. And if something, it goes in the wrong place, when I go to retouch, it's even better. You know, what happened, you know, what does it mean? That yes, I went much more far than I wanted, fortunately. And this probably is what it's like the cherry on the cake for me, that I do it because somehow I imagine something, and when I finish it, it's always looking better than I imagine, than somehow it.
Yeah.
It's all like, you can think of Fuji as like commentary on the human condition, our shared experiences, because no matter sort of our differences, we all fail similarly in situations, right? And we all bleed. So it really is lovely because it's from Rogero and Yasmin's experiences as human beings. And it just so happens that they're insanely talented. So therein lies a project worth investing in and like celebrating, because like it's nothing's diluted in this brand. It's all from them.
Yeah.
So,
and also what's fun is that I feel pieces of my own personality in white magic, in black magic, but none of them are me, but they are both parts of me. And the same thing goes to Ruggiero. Mm. I think that in general, we have like a really strong connection to understanding the human. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say something maybe that might be accurate, but you know, somehow we see humans through transparency. Like, I know no one is perfect. No one is 100% amazing. No one is 100% horrible. There is all in everything. And I think that that's also a way of accepting ourselves through mental health, physical health, the way we see ourselves. I think that Voodoo Brigada is a lot about this and not just about art as well. But that's something that's, because Voodoo Brigada is encrypted in my mind and in Jerry's mind, because obviously, you know, that's what happened when we started developing the project. But in the end, you know, I feel like we want it to be relatable to everyone, and in a way that everyone can have their own perception and be able to see the meaning behind.
You know, in the first collection, it was interesting to me, the fact that, first of all, I had to find a way to make 10,000 pieces suddenly. And then, of course, I used an autogen system the first time. But what I noticed that was interesting is that, you know, I was able to create a lot of similar things, but all different, you know, like humans are, you know, we have the same rights. You know, I really believe in equality, brotherhood, and freedom. But it's somehow they were very interesting. And then what I was doing, I was working a lot in the expression. For me, it was very interesting. I say, okay, I want them to have their own personality, their own, you know, individual personality, even if they are coming from the same thing. And then somehow it worked. And then now what I wanted to do is this expression to become even deeper, you know. And then I decided to do something that was very complicated, you know, generate expression without a real face. And this was my challenge, and actually it worked even better than I think, because I'm pretty happy with them, and then they have a very specific personality now. And how, but
as a holder, as someone who has a basic idea about art, I have a very genuine question. How difficult would it be when you are collaborating with some other project to have equal design input rights from both the projects and yet deliver the quality you always provide?
Okay.
I think the secret is finding the balance.
Yes, it, again, is a matter of balance. Again, and it depends, you know, like, for example, if I have to collaborate with another 3D project, this might be completely much, much easier. But if it's not a 3D project, okay, then somehow, you know, I made collaboration in my life and I collaborate, you know, when you do fashion, you always collaborate. For example, you are a photographer, there is an art director, there is a fashion stylist, there is a lot of people collaborating, you know, then somehow I'm very used to working in teamwork, okay, because I work in teamwork since always. Then. But I think you have to find a middle point where these two arts, you know, meet and share, and then
create
somehow
something new.
Yes, and generally, exactly. No, I wanted to point there. Then somehow these two things they blend and they generate something completely new. Completely.
There's no point in doing a collaboration with someone if it's just gonna end up with that.
Yes.
End, you
know? Exactly. Yeah. Then somehow. It's,
but even Voodoo Brigada is a collaboration initially between Jero and I, then with the community, then Nighthawk came along,
yes.
And then so each person in our community or in the team is actually, you know,
yeah,
building with us. One of the traits that we showed actually. We're not going to reshow because we don't know what to do then. is actually one of our community members. So we have a Voodoo arcade game in our Discord. And so we have monthly winners as well as weekly winners and quarterly winners. But so the monthly winner of March was Mr. Matt G, which is a great community member of ours. And we really appreciate him. And he was really, really excited. So one of the prizes that he won was actually giving out a trait for the collection that's at
yeah
hand. So in this case, we did make it on time.
I interpret it. It's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
So
yeah,
he gave us some ideas, and so basically we created a trait out of it, and that makes us really happy because, you know, in a way, there's also parts of our community members. Like many times people say, oh, that would be a cool trait. And then I would see if it could make sense within the collection to incorporate it and stuff. So we really like also kind of.
Also because inspiration comes from everywhere. You know, I always accept inspiration also from my assistant when I was shooting them. You know, I mean, anybody can give you a very good idea. Why not to listen and accept it and develop it?
So are there any current collaboration talks going on or in other, like in working stages already?
Yes, we are in chat with potential collaborators. I can confirm. Is there going to be an announcement in the next week or two? No. And we're formalizing the concept and how it's going to be directly valuable to our holders. As I mentioned previously, this is where returning value in a real tangible way is going to take form. And going back to, you know, really the relevance of holding season one White Magic is going to come into play.
Okay.
So that being said, to answer your question, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Also, you reminded me to mention something, that there won't really be any rarities.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there
That's
is almost as much traits that you found in the 10K collection, like, but in a 1K collection. So there's lots of diversity, let's say.
Yes. Yes.
We keep evolving, you see. There's so much to add. And so we're really looking forward to showcasing what we have coming up. And as we always say, it feels like it's just the beginning, right? Even though we have been in the space for quite a while, but it really is truly for our holders, just the beginning,
right,
in terms of making sure that their investments are consistently appreciating and we're constantly delivering value to them. It's really important for those that really stick with us, believe in our project, support us. Of course, it's going to be worth it. all sort of like in a higher, grander plan. And Black Magic is just one chapter of that, mm-hmm. that we're all really, really proud of, because it's a masterpiece. There's nothing else like it on Ethereum, Solana, or Cardano. Or else
that's name a given. That's a given. No, there's no one near like to the level of art and creativity you're right now, like for mines.
Thank you. And thank you very much.
We really appreciate
it. I'm happy you appreciate.
Yeah. One last call about the mint timings and the mint announcement from your end, and we'll end this recording.
Okay, so don't forget, Black Magic will mint on Saturday, April 23, 2022, time afternoon. We will mention the UTC hour in our announcement this week. There will be many raffles this week, so you can get another opportunity to get a white magic before the Black Magic mint. Don't forget to watch the fashion show, because it's really epic and we're really proud of it. What else? Black Magic!
Yeah, tag whoever needs to see that luscious history making NFT fashion show.
Yeah.
Like anyone in mainstream that you think. Woo,
it's glorious. We're excited for next week, you guys. Sorry, I'm in a bit of energy.
We need that energy right now. It's needed. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. See you guys at the Black Magic Mint.
that's how I'm going to start my video.
Like a really good close-up of Yasmin. That was so perfect.
Yeah. I also have a couple of pimples for you guys. Some glitter up in here.
We can't see it.
Yeah, we can't see it.
Awesome.